All right, Stone people. That's an after 9, KILC in Houston, 9 p.m.
KILT News Hourly Deadline, where news comes first.
This is the news that makes tomorrow morning's headlines. Thunderstorms are moving toward Houston. Bomb explodes at airport terminal in Saigon. This is Jim Carolla with a nightlife edition of KILT News. From the KILT direct weather line, weather radar indicates a line of thunderstorms located from Hempstead to Livingston, moving southeastward about 15 to 25 miles per hour. Precaution should be taken in the Houston area from 9 to 11 p.m. this evening against strong gusty winds and possible hail. Saigon, a bomb has exploded at the airport passenger terminal in Saigon. The blast shattered windows through the structure, and officials expressed fear still another bomb might still be in the building. Three American servicemen are among the injured so far. Washington, the Senate has voted overwhelmingly to give Americans a $4.7 billion cut in excise taxes. The Senate bill would reduce the excise taxes on automobiles, air conditioners, and several dozen other items. The next step for the measure is agreement within a House and Senate conference committee. New York City, the first cracks in the deadlocked maritime labor dispute appeared only a few hours before a threatened strike at midnight, which could tie up shipping around the country. The Masters, Mates, and Pilots Association says it will give 24-hour notice before calling a strike. The decision, in effect, extended the contract deadline at least 24 hours, and if this strike comes about, Houston will not be hurt badly. Chicago, civil rights demonstrators staged a sit-down protest at the start of the evening rush hour. Police arrested 73 of them. Another 150 picketed City Hall to demand that school superintendent Benjamin Willis be removed. Jackson, Mississippi, police arrested 203 civil rights demonstrators as they attempted to protest a special legislative meeting aimed at revamping the state's voting laws. So far, 656 demonstrators have been jailed in the past 2 days' time. New Orleans, a federal appeals court ordered a Mississippi voting registrar to register 280 Negroes he had rejected as prospective voters. The court ruled that he had practiced voter discrimination and ordered them to pay all court costs. Columbia, South Carolina, a former Democrat, has become the first Republican candidate to win election to Congress from that state since Reconstruction days. Former Representative Albert Watson, who bolted the Democratic Party and quit Congress earlier this year, was reelected today by what was shaving up as a 2-1 margin over a Democratic opponent. Washington, Senator J. William Fulbright says the answer to the war in Vietnam is neither a bloody jungle war nor a U.S. withdrawal. He said the only answer is a negotiated settlement involving major concessions by both sides. Houston, the Henke and Pilot at Langley and Homestead was held up minutes ago by a lone gunman in his late 30s. Amount of loot taken undetermined at this time. Houston, the KILT News cruiser flashes news that Typhoon Dina is reported bearing down on northern Luzon Island in the Philippines, packing 100 mile an hour or more winds. At last report, she was 465 miles southeast of the island, moving at 12 miles an hour. Vienna, at least 2 deaths and possibly 6 more have been attributed to Danube River floodwaters. It has spilled over its banks in Austria, Czechoslovakia, Hungary, parts of West Germany and Yugoslavia, and threatens more flooding in Romania and Bulgaria following continuing heavy rains. London, a British government official has told Parliament the imperial wizard of the U.S. Ku Klux Klan would not be allowed to enter Britain. But at Tuscaloosa, Alabama, Klan Chief Robert Shelton said he still plans to fly to England later this summer. Las Vegas, songstress Judy Garland arrived in that city tonight to open a nightclub engagement. Miss Garland was released this morning from the UCLA Medical Center's Neuropsychiatric Institute, where she was treated for what was described as an emotional upset. This is KILT, where news comes first. Tilt springtime weatherline, partly cloudy and warm through Thursday. Moderate southerly winds, looking for a low tonight, 74. High tomorrow, 95. Currently, Kilt clocks the winds out of the east at 5 miles an hour. Relative humidity, 79%. Barometric pressure, 29.86. KILT temperature now downtown, 85. Out of the airport, 81.
KILT hourly headlines.
Thunderstorms are moving toward Houston. Bomb explodes at airport terminal in Saigon. This is Jim Carolla with a nightlife edition of KILT News. Next Kilt deadline at 10 o'clock.
That
was KILT News, where news comes first. Now, let's go, go with music on the Weird Beard Show.
Moving out of the summertime.
Watch out.
Summertime is here now.
Summertime is best when the Rolling Stones do their number on Kilt.
Welcome back to the Weird Beard Show, Houston's fifth Beatle, headquarters for the Beatle Press Conference. And now, here's the beard.
Well, I tell you what, it's not Henry VIII, that's for sure.
Ha ha ha, baby. Come on now.
Yeah, how about that, huh? Is that a strange one to you, Henry VIII, huh? Well, I just kind of get in here with a couple of sounds of the Stones. I get no satisfaction. And the sound of Henry VIII, there you go. That's 11 past 9, and baby, you're digging a big scene right here. We'll be having sometime this week, live in our studio, an act that traveled around with the Beatles all last year. We're going to be talking to them right here on a Beatle microphone. Which is this thing right here, baby. K-I-L-T and good old Jesus Tizen.
James Bond, a disc jockey? It does seem rather odd, doesn't it? In the flesh and on K-I-L-T, 5:30 to 9 a.m.?
M wouldn't approve, you know, but what he doesn't know won't hurt him. I do trust you'll be listening, old chap.
5:30 to 9 every morning on K-I-L-T, Houston.
I say, old man, I don't think I would miss it there. It is a Weird Beard here, introducing to you out there, Mr. Tambourine Man, baby.
Tell it like it
is. Mr. Tambourine Man. We're going to be checking right here.
Are you through? He's through. Okay.
Now, you wanted to hear what for who on our summertime Weird Beard line.
It's like 1-1-1 for Johnny and Linda.
Yeah.
And for Brenda and Dale and Nelson Detroit and for Janie and Mike, who's in Arkansas.
Uh-huh.
I wanted to ask you what was a good radio station in Detroit.
WXYZ.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
I wanted to make sure you had a good station because you can't listen.
WXYZ, that's owned by American Broadcasting. You know, the same one that used to have the Dick Clark Show.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
That's a good one, and you go up there and you let him listen to it, will you?
Okay, I will.
Who are you, sweetheart?
I'm Brenda.
And what school do you go to, Brenda?
Waltrip!
Well, bless your heart for calling in.
And Linda's on there, too.
Okay, I tell you what, I'm getting your song all ready, and we'll have it in just a few seconds, all right?
Okay.
Wine, wine, wine.
Can we call you back later?
You may call me back anytime.
Okay.
Okay, I gotta run right now. Bye.
This is Jack Ritter, Kilt News, with great news for you overweight or underweight guys and gals. You can shape up fast for the swim season the Ace Reichen Spa way. I needed to gain weight myself, so I entered the Kilt News Men's Weight Gaining Contest at Ace Reichen Health Spas. It started May 24th, and let me tell you, no other health studio, no other reducing system gets results so fast. I've added pounds and inches of healthy muscle, and I feel great. You can, too. And if you're overweight, listen to this. Ace Reichen guarantees you can lose from 1 to 5 pounds in less than an hour. Without exercising, without dieting. Here's Ray Gerson from the South Park Ace Reichen Health Spa to tell you how.
You just relax in Ace Reichen's warm mineral oil full spa and let the pounds, inches, and nervous tensions melt away. Take a tip from me and do it on the QT. Ace Reichens QT. Quick treatment, complete basic summer course, regularly $25, is now only $5. So come in today. We're at 4947 South Park Boulevard.
Thanks, Ray. Other Ace Reichens Health Spas are in North Shepherd and in Memorial Spring Branch, with two new spas opening on Katy next to Congress Inn. Look for the sign with the spa, S-P-A. That's Ace Reichens Health Spas.
Thank you, Jack.
Hey, I got a surprise for you. If you go to Waldrop and you wanted to hear Wine, 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 and you just call me a few minutes ago, I'll have a surprise for all Waldrop Summerites in just a few seconds. Dig? Okay. You're listening, baby, to KILT, home of the exclusive Summer Souvenir Survey, and we're going to make the Summer Souvenir Survey with Wine, Wine, Wine by the Netcaps, the Madcaps, the night corpse keeps corpse in just a few minutes here.
Dung, dung.
Here we go.
Sometimes people ask me if I'm English, you know. If I read more English, I couldn't talk at all.
Hey, old windbag.
Welcome here. Really have from one of the drawing drug
companies. Yes, introduce the record, you. Introduce the record.
I was in him.
Well, you windy old. What?
These are the Yardbirds.
For your love, baby. For your love. Yeah.
For your love. Woo! Yeah.
My goodness, don't shot me.
For your love.
Beautiful from the way I coughs upon. Tiddy-o, daddy-o, all that sort of rock, that old beanie-o.
Ah, you're too much. That's a sick old man. Got that English asthma. You know, a lot of people that live across the pond over there in the foggy weather of England, you get the asthmatic condition here, my friend. The asthmatic condition from your neck to your, well, to your chest and on up there, baby. All right, there you go. The Yardbirds and the one that we really dig the heck out of called For Your Love. Are you ready? We got a surprise for the Waltrip people out there that are celebrating the summertime with the Weird Nutty Program. All right, there you go, baby. 21 past 9, and we have a surprise for you in store for this coming Saturday night at 7 o'clock at the Weird Beard program this Saturday night. One of our heroes of the Astros, sort of the guy that's a teenage, I was a teenage star for the Astros. He's going to be up here with us in the name of Rusty Staub. Rusty Staub at about 7 p.m. Rusty will be with us on KILT at 7 p.m. on Saturday night. And now, if you're listening out there in KILT land, to the Weird Beard Russ Knight Show, let's salute somebody before we get to the song by the Nightcaps called Wine, 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 baby. Waltrip High School.
You get a nickel, I'll get a dime. We'll go out and buy some wine. Drink it wine, wine, wine. Drink it wine, wine, wine. Drink it wine, 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 wine.
All right, that's our Waltrip Corner. It's our Waltrip Corner. We have some very exciting news in the world of sporting activity. And now let's go to the sports room, Mr. Jimmy Carolla. Jim?
Well, Russ, the news is bad for Galena Park tonight. Brownsville defeated Galena Park in the playoffs in Austin tonight by a score of 7-1. And we'll have a complete detailed report on the LA newscast.
Oh, no, they got to be 7-1.
Right, sir.
They take on... okay, Jim, thank you very much. Thank you. They got beat 7-1, and gee whiz. They were against Galena Park, where the underdog, Brownsville, had a great ball team. I'm kind of surprised, because I thought Galena Park had been playing great baseball. So you people out there in Galena Park have nothing to be ashamed of your boys over there in Brownsville, or in Austin, where the ball game was played. That's for the Class 4A state baseball playoffs. Now, the winner, of course, that was Brownsville, will play for the state title tomorrow. That's high school baseball in the state of Texas, against the winner of the Dallas-El Paso ball game. That's the Dallas-El Paso ball game tomorrow. We'll play Brownsville now for the winner, and so that takes Galena Park out of the picture as far as state playoff activity in first place is concerned.
Hello, Weird Beard. This is Leslie Gore. I have just completed my new motion picture for Paramount Pictures. It's called The Girls on the Beach, and I hope your listeners will enjoy seeing this fun movie as much as I enjoyed appearing in it.
We're going to take a scene to a group, an English group, that I sort of feel that we have discovered here on the Weird Beard program in just a second.
To many people, poverty and misery are a way of life. Hope is all that keeps their spirits alive. Send a donation to Project Hope, Room A, Washington, D.C.
Nobody but nobody is playing this group in the country, and it has such a sound. It's just a group that we've just sort of discovered right here and sort of taken to our hearts. They're called Them. Isn't that weird? An English group called Them. I say there, Them, Cheerio, Cha-Cha, and all that stuff there. And the song has got that beat. It could very well be a great hit. It's called Baby, Please Don't Go. From England, Them, for the second time on the Weird Beard program, the first time in this part of the world. That's our English discovery right there. It's called Them, T-H-E-M, T-M-O-S-A-V-I. Let me repeat that thing that happened down there. But that's the group we discovered. We feel like a weird show. Down there in Austin, or over there in Austin, from down there in Brownsville. Brownsville 7 and our Galena Park 1 in a quest for a state playoff berth for Class 4A high school baseball.
One that holds without getting sticky about it.
You can hold your pretty hairdo with new Luster Cream hairspray. Luster Cream. Luster Cream hairspray really holds your hair
without getting sticky about it.
If you've been stuck with sticky hairsprays that gum up your hairdo till it's like flypaper, here's the good news. All new Luster Cream hairspray really holds your hair
without getting sticky about it.
That's right. Today's new Luster Cream hairspray is made to really hold your hairdo without gumming up your hair. Luster Cream Hairspray has a delightful new fragrance. So get all new Luster Cream Hairspray and spray away.
You can hold your pretty hairdo with new Luster Cream Hairspray. Luster Cream. Luster Cream Hairspray really holds your hair
without getting sticky about it.
All right, Daddy, we're going to be right back in just a few secs. No, forget Galena Park. Well, Jim will have the story they got in the lake tonight. 9:30 from KILT in Houston.
KILT, instant banner lines.
A line of thunderstorms is rapidly approaching the Houston area. I asked the U.S. Weather Bureau what time we should expect them and how long they will last, and he replied...
Well, we expect it to move through pretty rapidly. Between 9 and 11 p.m. this evening is the time that we could have strong gusty winds in the area from these thunderstorms.
A bomb blast in Saigon Airport injured 7 persons, 3 of them U.S. servicemen. 5 persons were killed tonight in a car-truck accident near Mercer, Pennsylvania. The Senate acted tonight on reducing federal excise levies. It approved a $4 billion, $700 million cut.
AILT temperature downtown, 85 degrees.
The news prowls through Houston. News in brilliant flashing lights. Instantaneous. Flashed by the KILT News Cruiser.
Thank you, Jack. It's Jack the Ripper.
Concrete and clay, baby.
You to me are sweet as roses in the morning. That's the way. That's the way it's meant to be. That's the way.
All right, a lot of thunder showers bearing down on the town here, and we're in that thunderstorm alert between right now and 11 p.m. tonight. We're going to get in here with Patty Page, and then we're going to surprise somebody. And that's kind of big in the late evening scene out there on the Weird Stud program here.
Hello, Jody, news for you. This very new, I saw a bottle of Dad's Inferno, and I gave a bottle to Sam. Well, he thinks it is the greatest, and he says, I know the latest, and now he is my steady man. Inferno, mainly for men.
There's no shave lotion quite so soothing as Inferno. There's no fragrance quite so exciting as Inferno Cologne. Inferno, created by Mark II toiletries and made available to fine stores by Hickok.
A cologne and lotion, both very new, beware. Brings out the devil in you, Inferno. Mainly for people who swing.
Inferno cologne and shave lotion are available at Graham's and other fine stores.
Yeah, for people that swing, baby. People that really get on and just glad to get a DC 5 album. Has gone out to Donna Lee. Donna Lee spells her name L-E-I-G-H.
Who do we have on our summertime line right here? Hello, who are you, sir?
Carl Sinclair.
Carl Sinclair. How you doing, Carl?
Fine.
How old are you?
11 years old.
11 years old. All right, Carl, I got a surprise for you, okay?
Yes.
What school do you go to?
Garfield Elementary.
Okay. You're not going right now, are you?
No, sir.
You're not doing any summer work?
No, sir.
Yeah, you're just kind of relaxing a little bit?
I am.
What time do you get up in the morning, Carl?
Around.
Huh?
Oh,
that early day? Don't you kind of sleep till about...
I gotta go swimming. I have to go swimming.
Oh, I see. Then you come back home and take a little nap, I guess.
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
no.
No. Yeah, you got a hard life, haven't you, Carl?
Yeah. Well,
I tell you what, Carl, I'm going to surprise you in just a few minutes, okay?
Yes.
Now, don't go away, okay?
Okay.
Okay, we're going to be right back with Carl. Carl, you know, it sounds like he's having a hard time for the summertime, having to get up in the morning and go swimming, and boy, I tell you. Here's Patty Page, baby, and it's all about Miss Charlotte.
Hush, hush, sweet Charlotte. Charlotte, don't you cry. Hush, hush, sweet Charlotte. He
Well, that was her first big hit, or one of her first big hits. That's Patty Page and Hush, Hush, Sweet Charlotte. I have a tough time saying that. Hush, hush there, Sweet Charlotte. Okay, for Coca-Cola, baby, here's Roy Orbison. And then we're going to surprise our good buddy out there that is really doing his number tonight, Carl Sinclair. We're going to be having very special hypnotic effects a little bit later on. I'm going to be hypnotizing somebody out there in Radio Land. We're going to be having a little talk with our Weird Beard Genie. We're going to be telling you about a big surfing thing planned for this weekend if you're one of the surfing people. And some more happenings from our Murray the Caveman and our interviews with John, George, Paul, and Ringo.
Better with Coke.
All right, we got one of our good buddies here. Hey, Carl.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir, Carl Sinclair. And we're going to be surprising Carl. Okay, Carl, get ready. Get set for the surprise of a lifetime. Where's a great big...
No! A weird beer dipped into his box of goofy prizes.
Yeah, so I hit the microphone of this prize there, Carl. It's a good one.
So now, here is the prize.
There you go, Carl. Real big prize here. Real big prize is, back it's so big, we're going to move the entire beach of Galveston up here in your living room so you can do your own private surfing. Now, how about that?
Oh, that'd be fun.
Is that all right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. You think we could do that down here at Kilt? I think you thought we were serious, didn't you? Hey, Carl.
Yes, sir?
Okay, okay, I'm very sorry. No, I tell you what, Carl. You know what I'm going to send you?
What?
I'm going to send you a special surfing album, okay? And I'm going to send you a... Are you a surfer, really?
Yes, sir.
Are you a surfer and a skateboarder?
Yes, sir.
I bet you're probably more of a skateboarder at your age than you are a surfer. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I got some special complimentary surfing tickets to a big, in fact, the biggest and most authentic surfing movie ever shown in the Houston area. You want me to send you one of those?
Yes, sir.
Would you go?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, the thing would cost you $1.50 at the gate. Okay. I tell you what, so we won't have any slip-ups. I'll send it by my special carrier pigeon at midnight. Can you hang on a minute?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And it's another little weird beard bag of summertime goodies bag. Okay, now, another thrilling feature of the Weird Beer program, Hurricane Reports. We're now, this particular Hurricane Report is brought to you through the courtesy of Tony's Glue Sack Parlor. Tony's Glue Sack Parlor, and we'll have a word from Tony in just a few minutes. But right now, here we go with our Hurricane Report. Don't forget now, if you want to buy your glue sack, hustle down to Tony's Northside Glue Sack Parlor. Here we are.
This is the hurricane season. KILT News now broadcasts the latest tropical outlook for the Atlantic, for the Caribbean, and the Gulf. This advisory has just been received seconds ago. KILT will not wait until the hour or half hour to inform you. KILT broadcasts as soon as advisories are received.
They ain't no hurricane, babe.
KILT will always broadcast tropical advisories as soon as they are received during the hurricane season. KILT will not wait.
Hello, Darren. This is Tony of Tony's Glue Sack Parlor. And don't forget, we bring all the hurricane reports. If you need a glue sack, come to my Northside Glue Sack Parlor, and we'll fit one to fit your mouth. Thank you very much. Now back to
Weird Beard, Joe Tony.
Oh, Weird Beard, Joe Tony.
Oh, well, all right. Okay. Excuse me, friends. Let's just scratch that off. I don't think we need features like that on it. Very sophisticated show like this. This really just burns me up. It's a very sophisticated show here tonight, and it just burns the heck out of me to have something like that. Yeah, sorry about that.
Well, hello, brother. Hello, soul brother. A little soul music for my brothers out there in soul land. A little soul.
Talk about my baby.
summer, activity is more leisurely.
To keep you in the know, here's the Kilt Calendar.
That was music for all my soul people out there. The Pink Panther Club will sponsor a big teen dance Friday night at the Missouri City High School gym. And music will be furnished by B.J. Thomas and the Triumphs. Here you go now. It's only a paper moon.
Only a paper moon under a cardboard sky. Pretty, but I haven't heard that in a long time.
Excuse me, I'm better faded. I get all tied up here listening to all that good music we got around here. We'll be playing Old Buttermilk Sky a little bit later on in the program for all you really, really, really hippies. Now, Marion High School students can pick up their yearbooks Tuesday, June the 22nd from 7 to 9 p.m. That's next Tuesday at the school auditorium. And there will also be a signing party for Marion.
Cheerio there, baby. It's a weird beard for good old K.I.L.T.
I want wet holes without getting sticky about it.
Well, that's your tough luck, baby. You've been having that problem
a long time. You pretty hair do with you. Lustacream hairspray. Lustacream. Lustacream hairspray really holds your hair.
Without getting sticky about it.
Well, it holds my beard, and I see no reason why it shouldn't hold your hair. Now, don't be so silly about it. Lustacream hairspray holds your hair without getting sticky about it. Won't gum up the hair. New formula, new package, new fragrance. Three sizes, 7 ounce, 13 ounce, and a large saloon size, and it's all in popular prices. Okay, this is sort of the disc jockey's disc jockey. I don't know. The weird beard. No, I don't believe that either.
You can hold your pretty hairdo with new Lustacream hairspray. Lustacream. Lustacream hairspray really holds your hair.
Without getting sticky about it.
Right, you are on the weird scene. Rusty Staub will be up here with us. Rusty Staub will be up here in the studio. 7 o'clock, talking to all the little leaguers and all the good-looking gals out there. Rusty Staub of our own Houston Astros will be visiting here as we have the Rusty Staub Original Fan Club, the Lee May Original Fan Club, and we'll be talking on the air to Rusty around 7 o'clock this coming Saturday night, baby. Over there in Austin, kind of a bad scene for Galena Park and Brownsville in Class 4A state baseball playoffs. It was Brownsville 7. And the Galena Park underdog team won. They went into the game as an underdog and came out with a 7-1 loss with a very good Brownsville team tonight.
Whether you're spraying for mosquitoes or roaches around the house or spraying for weeds in the garden, be sure that you're using the right pesticide. Use the right pesticide in the right way. Read the label, follow directions. Use pesticides safely.
This portion of the Weird Beard program brought to you by the Awful Cigarette Company. The Awful Cigarette Company, and now here is a word from our sponsor. You can buy Awful Cigarettes at the following stores in the Harris County area. I live on the Master Business Summit, Westheimer.
A smile, I wear a frown, and I can tell whenever he's around. He has a smile, I wear a frown.
It's a great song out of the brand new one by Chad and Jeremy. That's Chad and Jeremy. This particular portion of the Weird Beer program brought to you through the courtesy of Awful Cigarettes. Don't forget, you may buy your Awful Cigarettes at the corner of Wilmington and Westheimer. In the north part of town, North Shepherd. Be sure to buy the Awful Cigarettes.
From the KILT News Terminal, an expensive Monday. We'll have details on the night final edition of Kilt News in 3.5 minutes.
Enjoy a 7-Up float. All you need is ice cream and 7-Up.
7-Up makes a difference, and the difference will make a new you.
Oh, yes, I use it all the time. I use it all the time on pistachio.
No kidding. 7-Up is the greatest on pistachio. I think that's a kind of an ice cream, isn't it?
I don't really know.
I know, saw a lad one day. A very handsome man standing 50 feet away.
This was night, yeah.
When he came closer to claim upon his own.
Oh.
his greasy hair turned the girl cold as stone. That didn't have to happen, not if he'd used Wild Root. You see, Wild Root gives you grooming without grease. It has a remarkable formula that makes the difference close up, where it really counts. Wild Root makes your hair stay in place, not stick in place. Close up, where it really counts. Wild Root makes the difference.
When you come close up to any lady fair, you'll find her warm and loving. If you use Wild Root on your hair.
Wild Roots in tubes or bottles.
Don't forget now, this is going to be a big show. June the 28th, Murray the KR Man will be in Paris with the Beatles, and he'll be recording some special excerpts of a Beatles concert in Paris, a sort of a big beat of rock and roll music. And you're going to hear audio-wise, of course, we can't bring the Kilt cameras in on it, but audio-wise, from the June the 28th soiree over there in Paris, France. The Beatles will make their, trip to Paris around the 21st or 22nd, and we'll have the Kilt microphones through Murray the K on the whole thing that's going to be happening in Paris with a Beatles foreign concert. You'll hear it in its entirety right here on the Weird Beard program for the first time in America. Something like this has ever been played on an American radio station.
Just fill your basket full of sandwiches and weenies. Then lock the house up.
Sing a song, babe.
Oh, you're set.
Follow the bouncing beard now.
And on the beach, you'll see the girls in their bikinis. As cute as ever, but they never get them wet. Roll on.
KILT News, hourly deadline, where news comes first.
This is the news that makes tomorrow morning's headlines. Brownsville beats Galena Park in baseball. Houston no longer under thunderstorm alert. This is Jim Carolla with a night final edition of KILT News. From the KILT direct weather line, radar indicates the line of thunderstorms has broken up over the Houston area and the threat of severe weather has ended. Austin, bad news for Galena Park baseball fans, reported by correspondent Phil Miller.
Brownsville defeated Galena Park 7-1 tonight in the first round of the state high school baseball tourney here in Austin in the 4A classification. Charlie Vaughn went all the way for Brownsville, winning his 20th game of the season without a loss. Russell Serafin, Galena Park, was the loser. He was lifted in the fourth inning when Brownsville scored all seven of their runs. Brownsville now moves into the championship game at 9 tomorrow night, while Galena Park plays in the consolation game at 3 tomorrow afternoon against the winner of the Dallas Samuel El Paso Austin game now underway. This is Phil Miller in Austin for KILT News.
Houston, another shutout, another loss. The Astros made it 8 in a row, going down to the Cubs by a score of 5-0. Saigon, 7 persons, including 3 U.S. servicemen, have been injured when a bomb exploded in the passenger terminal of Saigon's airport. Officials said it appeared no one was killed in the blast that rocked the central section of the passenger terminal. Mercer, Pennsylvania, 5 young people were killed tonight in a car truck crash. State police said the impact was of such a nature that acetylene torches were needed to free the bodies of 2 of the victims. From the KILT Sports Desk, outfield star Rick Monday of Arizona State has signed a $100,000 bonus contract with the Kansas City A's. Owner Charles Finley signed the 19-year-old slugger, who was the A's first choice in the recent free agent draft. Capitol Hill, the Senate has passed the $4.7 billion excise tax cut. As approved, it will affect about 40 items. The step remaining between the bill and its becoming law is agreement within a House and Senate conference committee. Washington Defense Secretary McNamara has a news conference slated for tomorrow afternoon amid reports circulating in Washington that the U.S. is planning to send reinforcements to South Vietnam. Houston, a Negro minister who is one of the leaders of an integration pressure group charged today his telephone and that of the group's headquarters were tapped and tampered with. Reverend William Lawson is one of the leaders of a group wanting Houston to speed up its school integration. Houston, Texas Senator John Tower today reported that two Texas universities will get loan aid for students who are Cuban refugees. The University of Houston received $2,542 for the program, and the University of Texas, $2,000. Houston, too, destined traffic today. A pickup truck driven by 53-year-old John D. Slaughter went out of control in North Houston, and 5-year-old Johnny Gilmore, his mother watching helplessly, ran in front of a car in the South Park area. Kelt newsmen also report from the White House, where it was announced that President Johnson will make a trip to Winder, Georgia tomorrow to attend the funeral of Judge Robert Russell, a longtime friend and nephew of Senator Richard Russell. From Washington, where George Mueller, the chief of America's Gemini and Apollo space program, said, "We are far from even with the Russians in manned space flight achievements." From the House Rules Committee, where they cleared the way to put warning labels on cigarette packages. And from Houston, where KILT disc jockey James Bond received this news item from one of his undercover contacts. Putting it mildly, Hector Dupont of Montreal has taken issue with Queen Elizabeth elevating the Beatles to the Order of the British Empire. He's just one of four complaining members of the MBE, the initials for the order. So upset are they are thinking about sending their medals back to Buckingham. Said Depew, "English royalty wants to place me on the same level as those vulgar nincompoops." And by the way, that's his word for the Beatles. KILT brings the Beatles to Houston August the 19th. This is KILT, where news comes first. Kilt springtime weatherline, partly cloudy and warm through Thursday with widely scattered afternoon and evening thundershowers. Moderate southerly winds becoming variable and gusty in thundershowers. We're looking for a low tonight, 74. High tomorrow, 95. Currently, Kilt plus winds out of the north, northeast at 20. Relative humidity, 65. Barometric pressure now, 29.89. KILT temperature downtown, 78. Out at the airport, 79.
KILT hourly headlines.
Brownsville beats Galena Park in baseball. Houston no longer under thunderstorm alert. This is Jim Carolla with a night final edition of KILT News. Next, Kilt deadline at 11 o'clock.
That was KILT News, where news comes first. Now, let's go with music on the Weird Beard Show.